bring in Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. She's got a look at our pets of the week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. How are you guys?
Hey, we've made it to the start of another work week.
Yes.
And it's always better because we get to start the week with all of our fur babies.
Oh my gosh, aren't they adorable? And the feline of the week, so handsome. This one has snaggle teeth like Dracula, and they're awesome.
I do see those now.
You see it? Oh, my God.
That's great.
His name is Raleigh, and he is so handsome. He came as a stray, and what we've learned so far is he is an absolute lover. And I just want to put a little PSA in there. Remember, these pets come in. They're scared. They need consistency, time, and love. Give them space and time, and just watch what happens. They adjust so beautifully. It's amazing. We can learn so much from these animals. But Raleigh was just has been adjusting lovely, and he just has so much to adjust from. You know, the rescue is loud. It's got people poking fingers. It's got containment. So he has done such a great job. He has now been in the cat room for a while, and he has been allowed to have some free time. And, oh, my gosh, he's loving it. So we are confident that with the right connection, he'll make an amazing addition to the right person or couple or family. And he knows what he likes, just like most cats, of course, and he knows what he doesn't like, and he would love to be your one and only feline in the house. So, oh my gosh, we estimate him to be 2.5 years old. He's, like all of our pets, neutered, microchip vaccinated, tested, and he is waiting as patiently as possible for you to come into our door. So if Raleigh melts your heart, call us today and make an appointment, 803-802-0902. And then, oh my gosh, the pictures keep coming.
Oh man, this next one is great. Oh,
isn't that something? And you love the first damn picture, like all the kids are going to do in just a little bit. Oh my word. This super handsome dog, this is our dog of the week. He has the most soulful eyes. He is white-faced, and his name is Franklin. Oh, my gosh. He came in also as a stray, and he's just such a cutie patootie. He is a senior. What we've learned so far is he loves, loves, loves people and his toys. You should see him come down the hall to go for his walk. He head dives into the toy bucket, grabs a toy, and keeps moving. He is adorable. He's medium to large in size, about 55 to 60 pounds. He's 8.4, so almost 8.5 years old, and he will bring such joy to your life. He's such a sweet little dude. I say little because, you know, they're just little beautiful hearts. But you can't hold him back. He still has this hop in his step. He's not like an old creaky man. He does have a hop in his step when he goes for his walk, so he has to keep moving. He loves his walks. He has graduated from Zoom Room, like the little picture showed, and he has some good mad skills going on, so he can sit, stay, and what else? Lay down, I think. He loves to play, and then he loves to relax and chill. So he's in search of his person, couple, family that would love to include him in their lives. This sweet gray-faced boy just, if he grabs your attention, please call us. He's so, so sweet and so funny. We haven't quite, just to put transparency up front here, is that we haven't quite done him with other dogs, so no testing yet with other dogs, but you never know. It may be on a dog-by-dog basis, but we will take those steps as we go further. Give us a call, 803-802-0902. I do know he'd love to just hang with his person, like, all day long. So if you are interested in Franklin, call us. And then we've got this Scoop It Paws. I know you guys are getting tired of hearing me say, oh, my gosh, kitten season, right?
By this time, Mary Beth, we're used to it. We know when it is on our own calendar, so you're good.
Oh, my word. I'm telling you, I've never washed so many kittens in my life. And it is, summer is going so fast. So if you're now is the time, you know, with the kids home, consider fostering. It's such a great experience. It's such a great lesson in life, and it could even count for homeschooling. So there you go. So please consider fostering. And of course, I say it's kitten season, but we also do need dog fosters. So just to say that out loud, and then the cats are purring, the dogs are barking all about it. The HSYC continues to look for land and structure for expansion. We are busting out of the seams. So if you have land that you're interested in selling, please give us a call. We're looking for like 5 to 10 acres. Of course, zoning matters. Being a good distance away from developing homes matters because we have doggies. But give me a call. We'd love to talk to you more about it. And then, of course, consider the HSYC in your legacy planning. Have your love for animals shine on for all to see for the future. I think that's such a fun thing to think about. I don't think people do. So consider us in that planning. And then it takes a village, and we need you guys. Oh, my God, we need our community to help us. We cannot do this alone. So, you know, give if you can. Give things if you can. Remember to share our pictures, stories, and needs. We do that basically on Facebook. And then our success from January 1 to now, 92 dogs. We're almost to the 100 point. Mm-hmm. 92 dogs have found their forever home, and 298 cats. We're almost to the 300 point. So that shows the 3-to-1 impact on this season we're in. So thank you for helping us share the news because, oh my gosh, we need it. We need to find those people to make the right connections. Oh. And all that's at humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org.
Well, we love doing it, Mary Beth. We appreciate your enthusiasm for making sure that these fur babies, while it's not the ideal living situation for them, you and the volunteers make it feel like home to them. And the right families out there, we just hopefully they're hearing us this morning. They make the connection, reach out to you. And if these dogs and cats don't bring you in, or if it's not the right fit, you'll make sure that they are. And we certainly appreciate that as well.
We sure do our very best. And thank you so much for helping us spread the news.
All right, friend.
Thank
well, have
you,
a good
Mary
week.
Beth.
You do the same, guys. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.